Jeremiah chapter 38. Then Shephatiah the son of Mattan, and Gedaliah the son of Pashur, and Jukal the son of Shelemiah, and Pashur the son of Malchiah, heard the words that Jeremiah had spoken to all the people, saying, "This is what the Lord Jehovah says. He who remains in this city will die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, but he who goes forth to the Chaldeans will live. Because he will have his life for his reward, and will live. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. This city will surely be given into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which will take it." Therefore the princes said to the king, "We ask you, let this man be put to death. Because he weakens the hands of the men of war who remain in this city, and the hands of all the people, in speaking such words to them. Because this man does not seek the welfare of this people, but the hurt." Then Zedekiah the king said, "Indeed, he is in your hand. Because the king is not one who can do anything against you." Then they took Jeremiah, and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah the son of Hamalek, that was in the court of the prison. And they let Jeremiah down with ropes. And in the dungeon there was no water, but only mud, so Jeremiah sunk in the mud. Now when Ebed-Melech, servant of a king, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs who was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon. The king then sitting in the gate of Benjamin. Ebed-Melech went forth out of the king's house, and spoke to the king, saying, "My lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon. And he is likely to die for hunger in the place where he is, because there is no more bread in the city." Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, "Take from here 30 men with you, and take up Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon, before he dies." So Ebed-Melech took the men with him, and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took from their old worn-out cloths and old rotten rags, and let them down by ropes into the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said to Jeremiah, "Put these old worn-out clothes and rotten rags under your armpits under the ropes." And Jeremiah did so. So they drew up Jeremiah with ropes, and took him up out of the dungeon, and Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Then Zedekiah the king sent, and took Jeremiah the prophet to himself into the third entry that is in the house. Temple. Of the Lord Jehovah. And the king said to Jeremiah, "I will ask you a thing. Do not hide anything from me." Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, "If I declare it to you, will you not surely put me to death? And if I give you counsel, will you not listen to me?" So Zedekiah the king swore secretly to Jeremiah, saying, "As the Lord Jehovah lives, who made us this soul, I will not put you to death, neither will I give you into the hand of these men who seek your life." Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, "This is what the Lord Jehovah, the God of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel says. If you will assuredly go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then your soul will live, and this city will not be burned with fire. And you will live, and your house. But if you will not go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then this city will be given into the hand of the Chaldeans, and they will burn it with fire, and you will not escape out of their hand." And Zedekiah the king said to Jeremiah, "I am afraid of the Jews who have fallen to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand, and they mock me." But Jeremiah said, "They will not deliver you. I ask you to obey the voice of the Lord Jehovah, which I speak to you, so it will be well to you, and your soul will live. But if you refuse to go forth, this is the word that the Lord Jehovah has shown me. And, indeed, all the women who are left in the king of Judah's house shall be brought forth to the king of Babylon's princes, and those women will say, 'Your friends have set on you, and have prevailed against you, your feet have sunk into the mud, and they have turned away backward.' So they will bring out all your wives and your children to the Chaldeans, and you will not escape out of their hand, but will be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon, and you will cause this city to be burned with fire." Then Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, "Let no man know of these words, and you will not die. But if the princes hear that I have talked with you, and they come to you, and say to you, 'Declare to us now what you have said to the king, also what the king said to you,' do not hide it from us, and we will not put you to death. Then you shall say to them, 'I presented my request before the king, that he would not cause me to return to Jonathan's house, to die there.'" Then all the princes came to Jeremiah, and asked him. And he told them according to all these words that the king had commanded. So they left off speaking with him, because the matter was not perceived. So Jeremiah stayed in the court of the prison until the day that Jerusalem was taken, and he was there when Jerusalem was taken.